Doug Collins, MLB should apologize to Georgians for falling for Abrams' bullying tactics. By Jacob Bliss on April 6, 2021. Former Georgia Representative Doug Collins wrote in an op-ed Tuesday, Major League Baseball, MLB, owes Georgia an apology for moving the All-Star game out of Georgia and listening to Stacey Abrams. Collins posed a straightforward question, will the MLB stop playing games in California and New York due to their lack of early voting? Collins explained that in the aftermath of the 2020 election, Georgians were angry, and rightfully so. Instead of sitting by and doing nothing as the rest of the states did, on election integrity, Georgia did, he said. The Georgia legislature authored Senate Bill 202, passed and then signed into law by Governor Brian Kemp. The bill implemented much-needed reforms to ensure Georgia's elections are fair, accessible, secure, and transparent, he said. He continued to say it comes as a surprise to no one that one of the people opposing the bill is none other than Stacey Abrams, an ex-Georgia state representative who lost the gubernatorial race against the governor in 2018. Collins said Abrams did what she does best, she spouted off false claims of voter suppression, attempting to paint Republicans in Georgia as racist, bigoted, and evil. Collins added, Abrams still hasn't admitted that she lost the election against Kemp, even with every opportunity she's had in the public eyes. Abrams keeps claiming the election was stolen from her because Republicans used illegal voter suppression tactics to target people of color. Between 2014 and 2018, voter turnout among minorities in Georgia actually soared. With Latinos and African Americans, voter turnout increased by double digits for both men and women. Collins added, further saying, PolitiFact stepped in to correct Senator Cory Booker, DNC, Senator Bernie Sanders, DBT, and Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, after they echoed false claims about the 2018 election, about there being voter suppression and voting purges that cost Abrams the election. Collins said, Georgians are sick and tired of Abrams using false claims of voter suppression as a political weapon. Due to her false claims about the election integrity bill, companies like Delta, Coca-Cola, and Major League Baseball, MLB, are falling for her and her allies' bullying tactics. Collins also mentioned Senator Raphael Warnock's DGA statement, which only expressed disappointment in MLB's decision, which is unfortunate for Georgia businesses. As Collins said, what do you think would happen when the lies are spread about the bill for weeks? When the question was posed by Collins about taking games out of California and New York for the same reason, he said, Georgia's new Jim Crow law prohibits electors from receiving food or water in line. The new law merely ensures that electioneering does not take place within 150 feet of a polling location. Collins continued, states like Delaware, California, and New York have similar laws prohibiting electioneering within 50 feet, 100 feet, and 100 feet, respectively. And New York prohibits giving food or water valued at more than a dollar to voters in line. Collins also brought up Biden's false claims about Georgia's new election law not allowing people to vote since the law ends voting at 5 p.m. Collins said the Washington Post fact-checkers speak for themselves, which gave the president four Pinocchios. Collins admits that private businesses like the MLB, Coca-Cola, and Delta can do business with who they please, but asked a series of questions about whether those same companies will hold up the same standards. Will Delta stop flying to China due to their intimidation and imprisonment of dissenting voices, or perhaps their mass genocide of the Uyghur population? Will Coca-Cola refuse to allow their products to be sold at the Beijing Olympics? Will the MLB stop playing games in California, where early in-person voting isn't required? Collins thinks the companies that want to be political and give in to the liberal talking points. The companies should grow a spine and do their homework so they do not promote a false narrative of voter suppression and bullying companies to flee our state.